as we're very involved with the International Day of Peace, which is September 21st.
Yeah.
193 countries agreed to a day of peace.
Yeah.
And we do a whole bunch of functions here in New York. I'm inviting you now to an event in Central Park and Times Square and so on. What does peace mean to you?
Peace means an evenness of mind, where my consciousness is not agitated by ignorance that primarily that I am a separate individual. That's an old paradigm. In the ancient Hebrew tradition, which gave birth to Christianity and Islam, the core of all three of those world religions is based on a prayer from Deuteronomy that is called the Shema. The first sentence translated from the Hebrew into the English is, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord God is one." So instead of operating under a paradigm of duality, where I am the subject and everything that my brain and senses can perceive is an object outside of me, what the ancient Hebrew tradition and Christian traditions and Islamic traditions understood and tried to practice was, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord God, the whole supreme reality, the whole enchilada is really one." Okay, so there is no two. It's like in mathematics when we learned numbers. The number three doesn't really exist. There is no three. It's just a concept that indicates that one has appeared three times. Number five is one five times. And so if I can live my life based on that and base my outer actions on my inner wisdom, my mind is going to be even. And so if that's the case, then there will be peace in my consciousness. And if I change my consciousness, because there is only one consciousness, it changes the entire consciousness of the planet. So you can imagine if I started meditating and started purifying my own instrument of fear and anger and self-will desire, and Paul did, and Susie did, and Sharon did, and even Donald did, why, you know, it's beyond our imagination, the potential that we have.
Sounds good, Leonard.